When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight, we're back for the final charter of the season, Below Deck Med, Season 8, Episode 15, titled Curb Your Stusiasm, which I do have a little bone to pick. It should have been called Curb Your Cruziasm, but that's for Bravo to decide if they're going to hire us to just name the episodes going forward. In tonight's episode, Sandy wants to end the season on a high note, unsurprisingly, but despite the fact that the boat can't leave port. It really looks like a tough charter for everybody around, the guests, the crew. They try to do the best they can with a boat tour, games, and performers. We lose Laura, but gain Haley. Anybody remember Haley? Kyle gets triggered by Sandy, kind of just saying that the boat's a mess and that Natalia was better at this than you. And Luca continues his flirting, which I think seemed harmless, but Chef Jack throws a huge monkey wrench into what is going to be the final crew night out of the season. Sean, it's the final charter of the season here. We've seen boats not leave dock before, but I do feel like this one seemed a little bit more dire and lack of effort by the crew to entertain the guests. It's not like there was bad weather in the sense that it was raining and they couldn't go outside. I really thought no one was taking charge here to make sure that the guests had a good time except Sandy.
Yeah, so you're right. It was kind of painful to watch. I was bored for the guests. And these guests are being a little dramatic because every 5 seconds they're telling Sandy, we need something to do. You're right. Though they could have used Natalia, and I have no reason why, but I felt like it would have been better
if Natalia's historically done the games for the kids where they do the scavenger hunt. I think last season they were also in dock, or maybe it was very beginning of this season, and she basically came up with games for them to play. Right. And it was blue versus red team. And they all had to, it was the crew versus the guests. And so maybe that wasn't the temperature of these people, but if I'm being honest, I actually think Toomey had a very poor episode because she wasn't coming up with any of the ideas. She was happy just serving them drinks and hoping that was enough when clearly it wasn't.
Well, Toomey did come up with the dancers for dinner. But to be fair, that was 3 minutes long.
That's a low bar too, yeah.
Very low bar. Not sure that would have saved not leaving the dock for me. Lily's got game ideas. No, Sandy had to kind of tell her to do that. But she's the fourth stew, so it's not like she can...
She's not the ideas guy.
She's not supposed to be the ideas guy. And Kyle, nothing. That guy didn't give us nothing. And so, John, right, guests come on. Cindy has to tell them we're not leaving the dock. And they're pretty defeated. To be honest, there's really nothing you can do to make up for the boat not leaving the dock. You're going on a yacht charter. So there's no water sports. There's no slide. There's no, sightseeing whatsoever. It's literally, you're just on the port next to a bunch of shipping containers and stuff. Nothing that guests, the crew is going to come up with is going to make up for that. But yeah, really, Kyle gave us nothing. And when they took the guests on the tender ride, Sandy insisted that Toomey and Kyle go. Kyle was a downer. He was pointing out that things weren't that good and that driving around the dock wasn't that much fun. So, yeah, I don't know. It was sort of painful to watch.
And the difference is that there's times where Kyle will be the one to like be the entertainer, right? Be the one that's making everybody smile. And he genuinely just chose not to be that person in this episode.
He will do that with gay guys. Will he do that with other people, though? I mean, he's sick every episode, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually remember this guy working for the last six episodes. He'll do it for middle-aged women when he feels like it.
But he's so annoyed he has to do it, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's just completely mailing it in. I actually feel like Toomey's kind of mailing it in, too. Really, you know, kind of strong episode from Lily here. But it was just painful to watch, and I felt bad for these guests. Because if you think about it, I've always said that at least if you're on board, but you can't leave dock, it's still like a nice hotel.
Right.
But it's actually not like a nice hotel because there's no pool. There's no, like, you can't, like, I mean, I guess you could leave the boat and go to, you know, like a restaurant or something. But if you're at like a nice resort hotel, like, you have different pools you can go to. You have different like activities that they're going to have. Like, this is literally just a floating vessel that you're going to sleep on and eat on. And these crew really didn't give them much to do. So I know Sadie wanted to end on a high note. She was doing all she could. And like, listen, we're not exactly the number one Sandy podcast, but I thought Sandy did a great job telling her crew what they needed to do because they were not doing it on their own.
Yeah, no, she really did care. I found it interesting because Toomey wanted to send just Lily on that tender ride around the dock, which would have been way better because Lily's a barrel of laughs, or she's just like fun. Like, she's like a good vibe to her. Sandy insisted that Toomey and Kyle go because the first and second stew would show how important it was to the guests that they have fun. But which Lily would have been more fun, but I kind of respect that Toomey realizes she's not that much fun. I don't have that much fun watching her on TV. I didn't like her this season. Like, she's not objectively bad anymore now that Natalia's gone. But she shouldn't like come back as Chief Stew. She self-admittedly, she's not that much fun. She said that. And I kind of felt, what's the right word here? I don't know. Like I was right. There's a better word for that. Vindicated. Thank you. Yeah. I felt vindicated. Like, yeah, you know what, Toomey, you haven't been much fun this season, and hopefully you won't be back next season.
Yeah. I feel like Toomey's someone who's like worried about, which, I mean, she has every right to be, like, worried about like being the chief stew on her next job. And so like, you know, maybe there are certain captains that will like watch the show and be like, yeah, I'm not hiring this girl who goes out and just gets like wasted and then like talks bad about every guest behind their back. And like, you know, we've seen that in previous chief stews around the way. Like, I mean, I think Kate was never really nice to any chiefs, or Kate was really never nice to any guest, or at least I should say, like, behind their back. Like, it was always shit talking them. And, you know, and then you have other chief stews that just kind of like go out and go too hard for some captain's preferences. So Toomey's really like preserving her image, which for that is what it is, but it's not great for TV.
She's your reality TV chief stew. You're a Bullet chief stew. Act like it, please.
Because I will say this, like, I feel like because you're on TV, like, the expectation is that you're a little bit louder than you usually are, or a little bit more, you know, adventurous, or, you know, maybe have that like that extra drink because like you're an entertainer. And so I feel like Toomey's kind of forgetting that she's an entertainer on Below Deck, and more that like she's just there to do her job. It's really both. You're there to be entertaining on Bravo, and she's missing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we've had other people that feel natural, like on camera, and don't feel like they're playing up for the cameras. I don't know what it is. Yeah, you're right. She's trying to preserve herself, and she doesn't feel 100% comfortable on camera, and she's worried too much about doing a good, actual good Chief Stew job. But I don't know that she's like that much that, like, is she a better Chief Stew than Daisy? Objectively, I don't think so.
No, she's not.
She's better than Hannah. I'll give her that. Yeah. Yes, but I don't think she's better than Kate. I don't. Maybe she's probably better than Frasier. Frasier's pretty new. Well, we'll see Frasier in a couple of weeks, though.
Yeah, can't come soon enough, as far as I'm concerned. So Sean, kind of a so anyway, they can't leave the dock. I know we talked about they had the disaster of a boat ride. I will say it was kind of funny when all the guests were complaining about how calm the water around the port is and how there's no wind. It really wasn't helping Sandy's case. And I do feel like she could have done a better job explaining to them, like, you know, there's swales out there, you know, it's like, yeah, like maybe, I don't know. I'm not saying you have to like bring them into the wheelhouse to prove it to them, but they were literally sitting on a boat that had no wind. And because of the, like the barrier of the dock, they didn't see any waves. And they're like, you're telling me we can't leave?
Captain Lee once had Eddie do that. He had Eddie drive, take the primary charter guest on the tender, like kind of far out. And just to see like how big like the caps were and everything. And like, yeah, and he got the idea. You should give one person the idea. Or her, like, take the tender out a little bit more, see like the up and down of the water and get the idea like that. Yes, this would have been harrowing if we were in the middle of the ocean right now.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel bad for these people. It, like, I do imagine it's a rent at your own risk policy. I don't think they're going to get a discount or anything because they couldn't leave the dock. Although, if you think about it, maybe they should, because you're not wasting any gas. Or maybe like gas is like, I don't know, maybe it's like an all-in deposit and then you like pay for like certain expenses along the way. Like they estimate how much the gas they use, they estimate certain things and they add that onto the bill. But I do think that they get like a future discount because of this, which like isn't really anything. I mean, that's Cole's cash at this point, you know?
Cole's cash. I would love to see a bill. I would love to see an invoice or whatever you call it. Yes. Because yeah, the fuel, I think we estimated this one time, it costs like 10 grand to fill up the gas tank on the yacht. Or maybe more. It might have been more.
Probably more, honestly.
I guess it depends how expensive gas was at the time. John, what did you think of the game night? I like some of those games.
Yeah, I didn't mind those games. It's better than you think, because you can't just put like apples to apples in front of people and be like, have fun. Like you have to like come up with a game. So I actually thought Lily's pretty good at what she does, and she's actually a really good fourth Chief Stew and somebody that, you know, maybe could be back.
Oh, I hope so. Best dressed. That was good. I like that. Like, hey, here's a bunch of weird like accessories and like costume pieces. Like, go for it. I like that one.
Yeah.
Cereal box game was weird.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that one girl's butthole.
Yep.
Like for a while. this cameraman, I don't know. But like, they were up until 1 a.m. playing games. So they must have been having some fun.
Right.
You're not going to stay up that late if it's a drag. John, you're a charter guest. Sandy tells you you're sick of the dock. What do you want to do?
I want to eat some of the best food of my life.
Yeah. Anything else?
I mean, hot tub.
Hot tub. Are you a games guy?
Yeah, but so I do like games. I like games that I like some games that are like short and fun. And then I like long games, like, you know, like Catan or, you know, some of the other games. I honestly would ask for like a 3x3, like piece of grass, like fake artificial grass. Get me a left-handed golf club and get me some biodegradable golf balls, and I'll just hit them off the back of the dock or the back of the boat for like hours.
Oh, that's good. Maybe you can't do that at port and port.
Well, they're biodegradable balls. I don't know.
But you're going to hit other boats? Or no, I guess they would just be facing the
facing ocean. The water, yeah.
Yeah, someone should have made like a run out somewhere for activities.
I'll tell you something that would have been fun. You could have done like a floatable lawn dart. You know, and then just had like the team like go in or had like some form of a game. I don't know if they're allowed to jump in that close to like all the other boats or what, but yeah, there could have been something that did have more of a water activity.
Yeah, I would have gone to a bar before dinner. I think that would have been my idea. Like, we're just stuck in this boat for a little bit too long, where it's losing its appeal.
Yeah.
Get me off of it for a second, at least.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, John, let's take a quick ad break. We'll be right back. Do you want to talk Kyle?
Yeah. I mean, listen, Kyle's triggered by anything anyone says. He's clearly the victim in every situation. He's what, upset because Captain Sandy's like, oh, I missed Natalia for organizational skills. And Kyle's like, oh, how dare you? It's like, yeah, Kyle, this place looks so shitty. There was towels everywhere. Nothing was done. Clean up the damn boat if you don't want Sandy saying that she misses Natalia.
Okay. To be fair to Kyle, Sandy said specifically, you can really feel Natalia's absence. That's so perfectly passive aggressive in the best way. But I loved it though, because it was so, you know, that was just going to cut Kyle like down so much. And he sucks. He's the worst. And it never like, it doesn't like motivate him to just clean the washroom. Is that what they call it? Yeah.
Yeah.
In the washroom. And like, cause it is objectively messy. It was. He just has like a little breakdown. And what he's mad, he never got to tell Sandy his side of the story. What was the side of the story? He yelled at Natalia.
That he was bullied as a kid. So now, as a defense mechanism, he bullies everybody. That's Kyle's side of the story.
He kind of is like every bad stereotype about like people in their 20s right now. It's kind of like Kyle wrapped into one.
Except Kyle's like, clearly, he's probably what? Mid-30s? Early 30s, maybe?
I would guess mid-30s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's spiritually Gen Z.
He's he really like is.
A 23-year-old.
Sean, let me ask you a question. Is there a certain amount of people who would just boycott next Below Deck Med season if he's on it?
Yeah. Like, well,
here's the thing. I don't think he's good enough to hate watch. I think he's just too annoying. Like he's not like, I don't know, insert any character from Vanderpump Rules. He's just genuinely like a bad person. And I don't think he's good hate watching, which I think is all people are keeping him around for at this point.
Yeah. So mentioned Vanderpump. He's not Jax. He's not James Kennedy. He's not Tom Sandoval. He made this season feel like 3 years long.
Yeah.
Right? When this thing started in like October or September? It started
what,
in the fall.
2020?
I don't remember a time without Below Deck Med. I don't remember a time without Kyle. And we had this like so last season was objectively longer, but it also featured Kyle, even more Kyle, because Kyle didn't miss like two charters. And he just wears in you. He really does. Yeah. He's hateable, but not watchable. Like he's in little spurts. But that's
which is really an anomaly. It's really an anomaly for Bravo.
Like he was watchable that night in question when he got into the fight with Max and Natalia, just because so much happened.
Yeah.
And it like drove a lot of storylines. But I don't know. I just wish she wasn't still here. Sandy should have fired him.
When they had that meeting. I think that was a big miss. I think you should have got rid of Kyle.
That's the perfect amount of Kyle, then.
Yeah. Which I'm nervous for, like, next season. I'm nervous for next year because I feel like Natalia wasn't fired. She just left the boat. And so, like, could she come back? Probably. Does her and Kyle do this, like, fake makeup for 10 months and then they, like, see each other again and they're like, oh, wait, no, I still hate you. And we just run this whole thing back. I'm not running this back for another time. I just can't do it.
Who's in charge of Below Deck Med? They just make weird choices.
Yeah.
They really do. I don't know. I don't feel like the same amount of energy around Med that I do with, like, even like Down Under.
Yeah, no, I fully agree.
It feels like it's losing traction rather than gaining it right now. And they need to revamp it.
Yeah, Sean, speaking of weird decision making, Chef Jack. Now, I know he messaged Natalia, who I guess posted that she was in the area, and he not only was like, oh, you should come out and get a drink with us, but was like, oh, I won't tell anybody. Now, Chef Jack, let's think about this. Everybody either hated Natalia or Natalia hated them, who's left on the boat.
Well, besides Luca.
All right, I'm getting to it. Okay. Also, she was hooking up with Luca, who's now hooking up with Jessica. So won't that be weird if Natalia comes in? Like, I honestly think Chef Jack was just like, oh, I want to see Natalia. So considering the fact that most people on board either don't want to see her or she doesn't want to see them, I'm still going to make this reunion happen. It's at some point, Jack's just going to realize he messed up because everything is going to explode the moment that Natalia comes back into this circle here.
Who's going to be... Kyle's going to be more offended than Jess, too, right? He's
going Yeah. Kyle's going to be offended because he's going to get mad at Jack. He's going to get mad at Natalia.
Tumi will be pissed. She hates Natalia.
Yeah, Tumi hates... And she's like, this is my night out, and I have to hang out with the person that is basically the bane of my existence 3 weeks ago. I mean, the deck crew, whatever. I'm sure they'll be happy to see her, except like the whole Jessica Luca thing.
Yeah.
So like everything's gonna be thrown into, we've all seen what happens in like what coming attractions. Like feelings are hurt, things happen. Essentially the whole boat falls apart. So I don't know. Is next week the final episode?
Yeah. Yeah, because we see So next week, then I'm guessing there's a reunion the following week, then Legacy, then Political Legacy, right?
Are we doing reunions still? I feel like it's so hit or miss.
I think they will. I feel like Kyle has a clause.
This better not be a two-parter, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't need it.
They did one last year. Remember, Natasha didn't show up, was like doing a weird Zoom call.
I'll be honest. I hated Natasha during that whole season. I would rather have her on board right now.
Then Kyle?
Yeah. Or Tumi.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not saying Tumi's bad. I just don't think she's good TV. She's a better chief stew than Natasha, clearly. But
Natasha wasn't that bad. I think we brought up a podcast from a year ago. The level of hate was the same.
Yeah, you're probably right. For different reasons, though. For different reasons. Like, I don't think anyone thinks Toomey's a bad person. I think people can say Natasha's a bad person and be confident in that.
Yeah. You also haven't seen Natasha in a year, so you're not currently sick of her.
Fair, fair.
Right now. That's very true.
Oh, all right, Sean, you want to get into anything else before we get into awards?
Well, Laura's gone, Haley's back. When's the last time Haley's been on TV?
Was she actually on TV? They showed her for like 3 seconds.
Barely, but I think we're talking like early December. Because we had, she wasn't there last week. We had New Year's off, Christmas off. feel like she was gone the week before that. She hasn't been on TV for a while. So it was jarring when she was back on. And it was like, oh, you spanned the show. You're Haley.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Haley's going to get an award for the least amount of screen time in any Below Deck character that was there for most of the season.
Yeah, beginning and end, at least.
Yeah.
She should get an award. You're right. Yeah, John, want to go to episode awards, though?
Yeah. I'll go first. So I actually thought Sandy won the episode. So listen, this is a rare occurrence, John.
Yeah.
But listen, nobody on her crew was motivated, which I do think is a negative to Sandy, but she kept getting on them and saying, guys, you got to do something here. Here's an idea. Here's an idea. Here's an idea. Let's do this. Without Sandy intervention here, it would be a bleak, bleak charter. And it already wasn't great.
Yeah, I thought her expectations were a little unrealistic.
Yeah.
Because like if the boat can't leave the dock, it's just not going to be that much fun. But she was trying her hardest. I actually went with Lily. So this kind of goes hand in hand. So that game day was pretty fun. And they were up until what, like 1:30 a.m. So they're clearly she was doing something right. And I just like her energy. I think she would have killed it on that Tinder ride. Lily, it's kind of Lily season right now.
Yeah, she's finishing strong. I agree. That was my other person, kind of. I thought it was kind of two pronged. Sean, who'd you have losing?
Kyle, look, the Sandy thing was very funny. Him being triggered by that like that's typical. But I also thought he would just do more to make sure the guests had a good time, and he really didn't. Just kind of dead weight at this point. I know from a entertainment standpoint, but from a guest standpoint, kind of too. I guess he's a pretty good server, but that's not that hard. A lot of people are. And I don't.
Yeah, I'll say this. Your job when you're at port isn't to be just a server. You have to be everything, which, like, I get it. And I know you said Sandy's expectations were probably a little high, which they are, right? You can't just like be like, oh, Luca, you're a magician, right? Like, we all have our limitations here.
Wow, that would have been good.
So, like, we try, you know, they try the best. I, you know, hate to do it, but I think the guests were the losers here. They booked a charter maybe halfway around the world, and they don't get to leave dock. Not great for anybody. It's just kind of sucks. It is what it is. Nothing against them, just they kind of lost the episode.
That one doctor, what's his name? The guy with the busy shirts.
Yeah.
He doesn't vacation that often. And his doctor friend talked him into it. And then he got excited, and then back in his face. Second port.
It's a tough one, man.
He wanted Jack to give him a cooking lesson. We didn't really
I thought that would have been great. If, like, they did, like, an event where it's like, all right, guys, we're going to do, like, you know, I mean, people sign up for that stuff on Groupon all the time where it's like, come make your own sushi, you know? Like, that would have been cool. It would have been something to do, so.
There's a Seinfeld where Kramer, like, starts to make your own pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
With that guy, Poppy. Yeah.
Poppy,
That's what it reminded me of. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Sean, listen, we got one episode left, probably have a reunion. Hopefully it's a one-parter. We'll see what happens. I do expect all hell to break loose on the next episode. I'm not saying I'm looking forward to it. I'm honestly looking forward for the season to be over.
Can't wait for Legacy. Yeah, everyone, thank you for listening. Jen, we'll see you next week. Bon voyage.